Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The caller number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good evening, people of God and just America. My name is Dr. Regina Gibbs, and I'm here with Ms. Crystal Chanel on The Crystal Chanel Show. And I just want to thank you for tuning in and listening this evening as we begin to discuss and dialogue about the posture against public pressure. I basically want to talk about this particular topic because in America now, we're under a lot of pressure to perform. And being a Christian, which I am, I've taken notice that a lot of us as Christian authors and artists and ministers, pastors, prophets, apostles, sometimes come up against public pressure to perform and to act in a particular way. But I need to just let you know, first of all, there is a posture that we can take that gives us power to prevail against the public pressure that has come to actually stifle the seed, to pepper the seed of God, and to actually really choke the presence of God from our life and cause us to go into a different direction other than the direction and the path that God has set for us concerning our future, our destiny, our promise, and the very thing that he has commanded of us. So you can feel free to call in if you're listening now, and the number is
347-850-8557.
Yes, if you have any questions about, the posture against public pressure, or if you're experiencing pressure to perform, you can call in and we'll dialogue about it, because I believe that there has to be a language to every conversation in the earth that you dialogue with, that you have when you have people that are in your circle, there must be a particular language that is presented so that they will understand exactly what you are articulating concerning your destiny. And so that's one thing. But I had written down some notes, and I'm just going to go to my notes. And first let's start off with prayer, if that's okay with everybody. Father, we do thank you and we honor you and we bless you for giving us this opportunity. We would be remiss if we did not ask you to come into our presence, because there is absolutely nothing that we can do apart and aside from you. But if your presence is here, God, we know that we will get solutions and answers, and we will, oh God, have the very thing necessary for us, oh God, to be one with you, and therefore being one with those that you have commanded and you have called us to, and called us to be a light to. So we give you praise for it, and we give you honor, and we magnify your name for this time that you have set aside and that you have set apart to give us the opportunity and make the availability for your people to just dialogue and to discuss. Because we know, Father God, that communicating, Father God, is a key to the power of success. And so we give you praise and we give you honor and we give glory in Jesus' name. Okay, now that we've done that, I really want to talk about Isaiah, the 41st chapter, verses 13. It says, I'm going to pull it up because I think I'm trying to do it off the cuff, and I don't need to do that. I want to go to there, and I'm going to read from the New International Version. It says, "The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread." Now, if God is saying this in Isaiah 8, chapter 8, verses 13, he's the one that you should regard holy. He is the one that you should fear. He's the one that you should dread. That tells me that there is not anybody else on the earth, in the earth, apart from the earth, that we actually should fear, that we should have that pressure of performing for. And I'm going to go further here, the notes I wrote down, because one thing I do understand and I know is this: if you don't know the meaning of a thing, you know, then you cannot articulate, you know, what you're talking about. So you have to understand what the word pressure means. And I'm working from my cell phone, y'all, so just give me a little minute, but I have it here. Pressure is a symbol. It's a force applied perpendicularly to the surface of an object per unit area, or a force that is distributed. Okay, and so we're talking about a force that's distributed, a person that is distributing force towards you to cause you to perform in a different kind of way, or to act a particular kind of way, or respond in the way that they want you to respond, or do the very thing that they desire for you to do. And that's not what we have to do. We are children and heirs to the throne of Jesus Christ, and we do not have to perform under the pressure of man, because man did not give you the mandate or the ministry. Neither do man give you the method. Neither do man actually give you life to be able to stand in what you have been called, qualified, and empowered to do, or empowered to be. And so I find that when we respond, you know, to the pressures of man, that's not good. Now let me just go back here and say this. There is pressure, and you are not going to ever be able to escape from pressure, especially if God has given you something to do, and if God has called you to a nation, or to a people, or a particular community, or to a particular culture to cultivate and to activate something that's inside of a person. You want to, you know, pressure is going to be applied to you. You can't marry the pressure of the public. You have to understand the difference between the pressure of public and the pressure of your position in God, and the pressure of your promises that God has already assigned to you. I understand that, you know, we have people that influence us and influence, you know, in this society, we call it, you know, something great. But understand this: when there is influence at a cost of your integrity, or there's influence at a cost of you becoming something that God did not create you to be, then that is not the proper person that you need to be connected with, and that is not the proper pressure that God is trying to, you know, release upon you to cause you to position yourself in the way that you will run into the favor that he has already determined and that he's already decided concerning what he's already promised. See, what we have to never forget is this: God has already determined, God has already decided, God has already mandated, God has already predestined that which he has purposed for your life. And so the pressure that we should be entertaining, and the pressure that we should be actually dialoguing with or acknowledging, is the pressure for us to know God and to know what he's saying to do, and to know exactly the strategic strategies that he has released unto us to operate in what he has already determined. I find that when we operate in pressures of the world, we never tap the realm of exactly what God has mandated for our lives. When we fall under the scrutiny of people and we dress up for people, and even just like today, I told Crystal, I said, listen, I wasn't under any type of pressure to put on eyelashes or makeup or lipstick or mac my face or do any of those things today, knowing that we were going to be on live Periscope and also live Facebook and doing all these things. I wasn't under any pressure to perform anything, because I knew that I had a mandate. That was a call today from God. He wrote it already for me to speak to somebody that's under the pressures of the world, that's trying to perform for the world. Somebody needs to know that is not what God has assigned you to do. That is not what you have to choose to do, because when God has given you a purpose and God has given you a promise, God is responsible. He is responsible. He is responsible. When he gives you something to do, then he's responsible to fund the mandated that he has already determined concerning your life. And so when we fall under the pressure of man, then what we do, we become really owned by man. You know, if you don't do this, I'm going to take this away. I don't know about y'all, but I've been under some places and under some people that have told me, you know, I need you to do this a certain way, you know, and I could really share testimony with y'all, and it'll probably break some people's spirits. And so I haven't really talked to God and asked him if I could release this thing yet. But there is a book coming real soon out of me concerning some pressures and being bought, you know, by the pressures of the public world and being bought by the understanding of man instead of, you know, really being true to who God has mandated and called me to be and given me the authority to be. The Bible says in the beginning, God says, let there be. And if God says, let there be, then man cannot change what God has already said. And so we have to be, you know, who God has called us to be. And one other thing I wanted to talk to you about pressure is this. You know, being under a certain God pressure, it causes you to have an integrity about what he has commissioned over your life. You know, it basically fortifies you in your soul, in the realm of your soul. It causes your soul to be so fortified against the pressures of life, the pressures of performance, the pressures of man. When you are fortified in your soul under the pressure of, you know, that God releases over you so that he can build you up in him. When we're under pressures of God, it builds us up in faith. It builds us up, you know, in the holiness of God, making us, you know, ready to receive the promotions of God. Because when you're prepared, you can receive the promotion. And your posture should always be one, being one with God, not one with man, one with God. God makes us one with man as we are with him. And so what I also want to say is this, when you have the correct posture of God, the power of the prevailing God will always thrust you forth, F-O-R-T-H, not forward, but F-O-R-T-H. It causes you to run into that very time of God that calls the timing of release. See, time calls time to be released when you are in your proper posture, doing the proper thing that God sees you doing. The day was already written. It's about 7:42 on my clock, but 7:42 was written before 7:42 became. Because God wrote it before it even got here. And he knew where we would be. We would be sitting here right now talking about the posture of against public pressure. He knew that Crystal would be here. And even today, that was pressure applied to Crystal even getting here. My sister, my daughter, my baby girl was in an accident today, even before she got here to the house. Because the enemy did not want somebody to get set free and be delivered from public pressure. I need you to understand you do not have to be up under the pressure of man. God did not create you in that way. He gave you everything pertaining to life and godliness, and the power of the living God is prevailing on the inside of you, giving you the authority, giving you the strength, giving you the vitality, giving you the wisdom, giving you the understanding, giving you the proper articulation to put a language with what he has commissioned over your life. You do not have to answer public pressure. The only pressure that you are required to answer is the pressure from the living God, that pressure of being one with him, that pressure of being holy, that pressure of making the decision to please God, not pleasing man. I walked in my life, and I'm about to be, you know, I ain't gonna tell y'all what I'm about to be, but I'm about to be that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, for most of that time, I walked under a public pressure, wanting to perform. And let me tell you something, even when you do that, you still do not please them. Have you not taken notice that even when you walk under that pressure and you be like, oh, the scrutiny of man and, oh, what they going to say and, oh, how they going to feel and, oh, they said I don't fit the bill. I don't look like the person that they want me to look like. I need to lose 25 more pounds. I need to I'm going to get a weave. I'm going to wear a net hair. That's just too much. You lose focus.
That's it.
And you cannot lose focus on the promises of God and that which he have mandated and commissioned over your life, because we're so busy in this United States of America trying to please man. We are missing the power of God. We are missing the promises of God. We are missing our mark in the mandate that God has elected us for. We were not, I mean, selected, should I say. See, man elects you. We're getting ready to do an election right now. And Lord Jesus, they got a man running. His name is Donald somebody, Trump, Tramp, something. I don't know what his name is. But, you know, I know his name. I'm just making fun now. But let me tell you something. Look at the pressure that's being applied even to folks that don't understand that God sits on the throne and ain't nothing happening. And I did say ain't, and yes, I am Dr. Regina Gibbs, but sometimes you got to get low and sometimes you gotta speak the language as to where you are so people can understand and so people can get set free. They don't think that you're just this person and I, woe and thee and I and this. No. God done told me to listen, you've got to come out of all that. Now, your name is Dr. Regina Gibbs because I'm going to open some doors for you, and otherwise they would not allow you to come in that way because, you know, they're looking for a particular type. You don't fit the particular type, with, you know, as just Regina, but they're going to open that door because they think you're coming with all of this cloakism and all of this, you know, all that stuff that ain't even necessary. Because what we need right now in the world is somebody to be transparent, somebody to tell you the truth, somebody to let you know that without God and without the power of God and without the posture of God, you will not win. I said it. You will not win. You will get up for a little bit and things will go right and everything will look good and smell good. And lo and behold, bam, the same people you meet going up, you meet them coming down because you are in the improper, you are in the improper posture concerning God. And you have not even thought about, you know, the pressure that God is allowing to really build you, to strengthen you. You know, God deals with our soft spots, and he deals with those soft spots by applying pressure to cause us to be strengthened. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, let's make it real. You cannot compare the pressure of the world to the pressure of God because they don't come to do the same thing. The pressure of the public comes to control, comes to manipulate, comes to confuse. Come on, comes to confuse you, comes to cause camaraderie, comes to, you understand what I'm saying? But the pressure of God comes to build, it comes to strengthen, it comes to prepare, it comes to proportion, it comes to, you know, give you what you are needing for the next place in him. It comes to promote. It comes to elevate. It comes to release. Yes, the pressure of God comes to educate. It comes to reveal. It comes to strengthen. It comes to give you what is necessary for you to be able to carry the bigger blessing that he has already mandated over your life. We do not have to perform for people for fame. I'm telling you, people of God, it is time for you not to be starstruck with public opinion and public pressure. The public did not create you, and people that make you own you. And I asked God a question. I said, God, it's like I've been doing this forever. You know, I got saved at a very young age, and I've over 20 years, you know, over 20 something. I ain't gonna take it on my age, but over 20 some years, I've been, you know, really, really seek of God. You know what I mean? Seeking God and asking him and Lord, why and this. And yes, I asked God why. I know some of y'all grandmamas said, well, she ain't supposed to be asking God why. Yeah, I wants to know. Father God, show me. Show me the error of my way. Teach me, O God, so that I may sit, that I may stand, that I may live in the posture that pleases you, so that you can promote yourself in me. And you, you know, will know that I am ready because you see yourself before you see me. And standing and living in the posture of God causes God to see what he created in you. But when you can see what man created in you, and it's a different sight. You know what I'm saying? Because even if I had a macked up, if I had to put my little lashes on, my little lipstick, and, you know, and really comb my hair, because I didn't do that either. You know what I'm saying? I just looked it out and kept it going. You know, I would have looked like a different person tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would have masked myself for the public. That's because correct. I knew that they would be given an opinion
mm-hmm.
about my appearance. Now, mm-hmm. I think I'm decent. I look all right. But I'm relaxed.
That's it.
And I'm in an atmosphere and a posture where I can be transparent. And I can let you know that you do not have to map up or make up or get in this place where you are pleasing or you are performing for the world. Okay? Let me just say this. You have to understand also that the anointing that is necessary and that you need, it's not supplied by man. It's supplied by God. When God is giving you a mandate and God is giving you a ministry and God is giving you a mantle and God is giving you an assignment or God has equipped you to do something, gifts, your callings, which are without repentance. But when the anointing is applied to those particular things, it gives you the ability to tap unlimited resources. It gives you the authority to walk in a different realm. I mean, you know, I understand y'all saying that me, you know, some people are powerful. And there is power in connecting with the right people. I will say that. There is power in connecting with the right people. Okay? But the right people that God has mandated are not going to cause you to try to perform. And they're not going to put any pressure on you to perform, okay? So there is a difference. There's power in connection because I'm connected to some great people and there's power in it and God allows us to do great and mighty things together and there is coming a great and mighty influence in the earth realm with my connections for my life, and I know that. And but there's no pressure. The only pressure that is applied for me is to become more educated, you know, in the conversation and articulate the very thing, the framework that God has already mandated over my life. The pressure is for me to get in a posture and look, you know, as if I belong to God. The pressure that comes with the people that influences me are the pressure that for me to know God's word and to study to show myself approval and to lay in prayer and to hear God and to become one and accurate with him and to become one with the mandate that he has already commissioned over my life. That's a different kind of pressure. I'm not under that pressure zone. You know what? I done made you, and if you don't do this and if you don't do that and you don't do this, I'm just not going to do this for you no more. I'm just not going to do it because you ain't doing what I tell you to do. I'm not a puppet. And we need to stop becoming puppet for public pressure because public pressure will cause you to be like a robot. You understand? Okay, what they say do, I got to do that. Absolutely not, people of God. It is time for us to understand that the posture that we must take against public pressure is the posture of the kingdom of God. The posture of prayer, the posture of worship, the posture of being one with God, the posture of identifying who you are, the posture of seeking God for a knowledge and a language of the tribe where you're from so that you can communicate effectively in the earth what the kingdom has already decided, determined, and predestined for your life. We have got to become one with God. It is vital in this season, people of God, to become one with God because we need to be able to hear the posture that God gives us to stand in, to sit in, to lay in, to wait. We need a posture of waiting to hear from God before we turn down Mason Street to go to 4th Street. God may say, just sit here for a minute. I need you to just be still and know that I am God. I need you to, you know, plant a seed. I need you. Those particular type of things that God would give us to do so that because he knows what's coming. The Bible says that he foreknew.
Uh-huh.
He knows the future He's the one that created the future that you and I have. So we cannot respond to public pressure. Know who you are. Know what it is that God has called you to do. Marry the very principles, the patterns, and the very power of God that he has released unto you to get the work done. And stop marrying all these foreign things and these foreign gods and serving and worship all of these idols, because they have a propensity to be able to give you something, but they don't have the authority to give you everything. Why do I want to take something over everything? No, I want it all. I want to recover everything that the cankerworm, the locust, the palmer worm have eaten. Everything that God has promised me, I want it. I want to die empty. Okay? And the only way that I can do that is positioning myself in the posture to be one with God. Positioning myself in a posture to worship God, to know his word, to know his voice. To know when he is speaking, when he's giving a command, when he's giving you an assignment, when he's giving you authority, when the power, when it's time to speak, when it's time to be quiet, when it's time to sit down, when it's time to stand up, when it's time to do whatever it is he knows that you must do to move forth in what he has promised for your life. It is not time for us to march to the beat of the public pressure that has been applied to our lives. Yes, like I said, you are going to be pressured if there is something great for you to do in God. The sum total of everything you got, everything that you feel like you own, if God did not allow you to have it, you wouldn't have it. That's yeah, true. People give you stuff. Okay, but they want to take it back. If you don't act a certain way, if you don't do what they tell you to do, then they don't want it back. Let me tell you something. A man under pressure needs to be reminded who's with him. Okay? If you don't know who with you when you're walking in pressure, you're in the wrong posture. Because now you're trying to figure out what John wants you to do and what Sally said do and what all them people is saying do. If you do this, I'm going to give you. Now, hear me. God will send people in your life to give you instructions, and you must remain teachable and have a teachable spirit. That's but right. If you don't understand the voice and you don't know the voice that is speaking, that is giving you this information or this revelation or pouring out these instructions to you, you are posturing yourself in the wrong position. Mm-hmm. You got to be postured in the right position. You got to be one with God so that you can hear the enemy. He ain't going to just walk on you and say, I am the enemy, and I'm saying for you to do this because I'm trying to obtain power over you. That's not happening. The Bible says that the enemy creeps in unaware, unannounced. He ain't coming to tell you, I'm the devil. Mm-hmm. I'm about to show up and get you.
Hiding.
Okay? He's going to come in as an angel of light. And what we must understand is that when we have a relationship of one and a posture of really desiring the will of God and desiring what God has already determined about us, then that posture takes you into the timing of God, which releases the blessings of God. Timing releases blessings. Okay. Yes, man can give you some stuff. I'm not taking that thing away that man can give you some stuff. But the same man that gives you some stuff sometimes is the man that wants to control you. The same man that tells you, okay, you can come to this sometimes. I'm not saying every time, because God wants people in your life to bless you. But you got to be able to identify the voice that is speaking. And the only way you're going to be able to do that in this time, because I'm telling you, it's coming a time when the enemy is going to be very cunning, very luring, the Bible says he roars as a lion. He's not a lion, but he roars around as a lion, seeking who he may devour. I'm going to catch her because she's going to slip because she just wants this thing so bad, and she'll do anything to get it. She just going to do. I've been in that position. I ain't condemning nobody out there in radio land and in Periscope land and in Facebook land. I ain't condemning you. I'm telling you, I've been there. And I saw just within the last couple of weeks how I was responding to public pressure. Well, I got to do it this other way, and I got to do this, and I got to look this way, and I got to do this, and if I don't say it like this, and if I don't exegete, and if I don't blah, 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 they ain't going to let me be. I'm not worried about what they going to let me do. It's not within their power. God has given me the power to obtain wealth. God has given me the authority to be. God created me. I was born a prophet. I'm not learning how to be a prophet. I am identifying with who God has created me to be. Mm-hmm. And when you identify with who God creates you to be, there's an authority that comes on your life. And there is a power, it's like a surge comes upon you. And you begin to walk in the power of the living God. And you begin to please him as you're walking. And as you're pleasing him, then he promotes you. And he said, well, I can trust you a little bit more. And I can trust you a little bit more. And I can release them to you a little bit more. Because you're not becoming arrogant. And you're not becoming, you know, prideful. And you're not becoming, you know, the things of the world. See, when man promotes us, sometimes we get, you know, hey, listen, I travel with one of the greatest men of God in this lifetime, Bishop Thomas Dexter Jakes. And I travel with Tyler Perry. I travel with Bishop Jakes for about 5 years, and with Tyler about five, six years. And I travel with them, two powerful generals in God's kingdom, doing a work of God that, a greater work, should I say, of God that he has empowered them to do. And I learned so much from being with these young men. Well, at the time, I'm calling young men, but Bishop, you know, you daddy. But I learned so much by being with them and being under their tutelage because I was sat in a posture. I had a particular posture that I was in. And everybody that knew me on the tour and everybody that traveled with me, you know, they was like, man, she frugal, man. She old, man. She, what's wrong with her? I mean, you know, they used to say these particular things because of what I, you know, what I would do. And listen, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about that thing. We're going to dive in a little bit more deeper, okay? So we're going to break, and you just tune back in and call in with your questions, and we see if we got answers for you.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com.
You do not have to perform for public pressure. You don't have to be under the pressure of man. Man did not give you the mantle, the mandate, the ministry, the call. He did not qualify. But God did. He fortified you.
If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
We're back, y'all. Call in again. That number, Crystal, is what?
347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1, and we will make sure that we get you into the studio.
Praise God. Listen, let me just start with saying this. A man under pressure needs to be reminded who's with him. Okay? Your mistakes can't be permanent when God goes with you. Emmanuel, God with us, is the game changer. And see, what you need to understand is that Emmanuel is with you. He's the game changer. He changes the game. He changes it all because, like, again, he wrote your story even before your story became a story. He wrote what you would do and what you would be. You understand? You are the sum total of those that got your back. And in your private time, I want you to read Exodus 33. It's going to give you a whole lot of understanding and revelation concerning knowing who you are and the authority of what God has commissioned over your life. Okay? Prayer and worship gives you a victory because it changes your perspective. So you're asking, what posture should I take? You should take the posture of prayer and worship because it changes the perspective. Your perspective shifts and it changes, and you're not so trying to identify with man, and you're not so trying to please man, and you're not so trying to be on the right side or the right team or the, you know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something. God has already created a team just for you. You have people that God has already commissioned to walk with you. God has already have a select amount of scribes that he have called to you to help you and to aid and to assist you along the way and to assist you into the very thing that he has called you to do. So you don't now have to go in and try to round up people in the public to be on your side because you have a feeling of loneliness or abandonment or you just need attention or you just need something or somebody. Listen, I want just something or somebody. I want God to send me those who are connected and who are connected by the law of connection that are going to stand and get my back. Understand this. Fear has the ability to give you blind courage. Okay? Fear of man. It gives you fake courage, blind courage, courage that is false. Okay, we don't want false coverage. We want that coverage that God has mandated over us. You know that covenant coverage? I just created something, okay? Y'all ain't gonna find that in the Bible. The Holy Spirit just pulled it out of me. That covenant coverage. That covenant, that covenant that God made with us. You understand? Because we belong to him. That kind of courage. We don't want the courage of man. Okay, we want the courage of God. I also wrote down, we don't want to having this abandonment feeling of coping with the public's opinions because we have a sense of needing attention because we want to people to like us. You know what I decided? I decided in 2014 that it didn't matter the likes or the agreements from the people that really don't matter in my life any longer. You know what matters to me is the agreement of the kingdom, because that is where you will get things done, when you have agreement with the kingdom agenda and you have agreement in the kingdom of God concerning what he has already predestined over your life. I want to say this, that fear is not normal to the human condition, okay? It's not normal to the human condition, okay? Here's what you need to understand. God did not give you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind, okay? There is a lethal nature of fear. Heaven adjusts the cord to keep you keep the investment that he has already placed in you. So the courage and the posture that you receive from walking in the power of God, it's afforded to your time that you spend in his word, your time that you spend in worship, the time that you spend being humble, the time that you spend acquiring what is necessary for the next move of God concerning your life. God has a plan for all of us. Okay? All right? Let me just say this to you. Pressure from the angels of your future is the pressure that you respond to. It's not pressure from the public's opinion. It's the pressure from the angels of your future, because the Bible says he gave angels charge over us, Crystal, to keep us in all of our ways, lest we dash our feet against the stone. So the assignment to cover you, they know exactly what God has already predestined, determined, decided concerning you. They are very versed in going wherever is necessary as you dispatch them, as you lay in a posture and get in a place of God where you understand and you're able to articulate and know the assignment of God on your life. You can command them because he gave them charge. So as he charged them, you can command them. Okay? I have an angelic host to keep me. Their assignment is to keep me. So why am I now going and involving myself and being concerned, okay, about what the world has to say or the world has is thinking or the world trying to apply pressure to me to get me distracted.
That's it.
And to own me and to take ownership of what they feel like they have the ability to do for me. Listen, I am in the world, but I'm not of
the world.
Okay? And so because I am not of it, I just awaken in my mind, in the finite of my mind, to an understanding of knowing that, listen, this particular thing is not catching God by surprise. My circumstance, my situation, things that are going on around me, God has already given an answer to it. He's already mandated and charged the angels, okay, to keep me in it. And so if God has already charged the angels to keep me in any situation that I'm going in, then I got to have the right posture so that I will be able to articulate the right strategy, the right language to my circumstances, which will cause it to come into alignment with what God has already promised and what God has already purposed for my future.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, y'all. We got to get this thing, and we got to become one with God. And I'm telling you, I ain't telling you it's not going to cost you something, because it is going to cost you something. We got to have power to have concentration concerning and being focused concerning how God has called us to be guarded and how God has called us to govern us and called us, you understand, to him. He's not called us to operate in what man's agenda is, okay? He has called us into the world to be change agents of the world, not for the world to be change agents unto us. I was getting up and I was praying, and I pray in the morning time, and I was talking to God, and he said, listen, he said, wisdom without experience is folly. That's the first thing he said to me. And he said, I understand that, you know, there's wisdom and people in the world, there's some intelligent people in the world, and people have, and the Bible said gifts and callings are without repentance, but you even have to weigh those particular things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to seek that out. Is that the way of the world, or is that the way of God? And what am I going to use, and where am I going to focus myself? God told me, he said, listen, I don't need the world, okay, idea to govern something that I created. I created the whole
world,
universe.
That's
the
it.
Bible said that the earth is his, the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it. Everything in the earth belongs
to
God.
To him.
So if everything in the earth belongs to God, then he don't need the world's ideologies. He don't need the world's strategy. We don't, and then I'm just sorry, I just got to say this. The church is trying to use the strategy of the world to conquer kingdom business. And we cannot conquer kingdom business with world strategy. I'm sorry. The Bible says he that winneth souls is likened unto a wise man. And Solomon was one of the wisest. Oh, come on. I ain't going to preach tonight. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to stay focused. But sometimes stuff come up and I'm just like, man, what are we doing? What are we doing, really? What are we doing, really? What are we really doing? Let me just say this. Pain is born from wrong perspective. Okay. If you are in a situation where you're under so much public pressure, and it's causing pain to you and torment to you, and it's causing you to be confused, and it's causing you to not know and have a clear understanding and have clarity of thought or mind, that is not God. Know that that's not God. Because pain is born from wrong perspectives. It's born from a wrong intention. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you right now, the enemy, he wants to control you and manipulate you and distract you from doing the very thing and keep you from the very power that has already been given unto you because you are joint heir with Jesus Christ.
And I just want to say that I totally agree with you 100% on what you're talking about on this evening. And just to, from my own experience, I just recently experienced something like that. And it was so difficult. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I live my life with peace. So I've never been in a situation in a long, long time to where I was confused and unsure and didn't know what to do, and, you know, calling other people and trying to get their opinion and this and that and the third mm-hmm. about different situations and right. scenarios. And I'm like, this is crazy. But the minute that I control, alt, delete that situation, come on, somebody.
It went away.
I mean, you know, I was able to rest, you know, there wasn't any more aggravation and nerve pain, and just, you know, I was able to take control over my health a little bit
wow.
more and a little bit better.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't take what you're saying for granted by no means, because,
right.
And it took me a minute to get there.
Right.
You know, it didn't just happen overnight, because I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, I know so-and-so may have said this, but so-and-so said this,
right.
and so-and-so said this and this and this, you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So at the end of the day, like you were saying earlier, that God wants you to just be still.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to be still and don't talk to nobody.
Nobody.
Whether or not that means
nobody.
Mama, daddy,
nobody.
Sister, brother,
yes.
you have to be still so that you can hear God for yourself. And even though you may have people in your area and in your circle that is keeping you covered, you know, sometimes you may have a little doubt. Let's just be real. You may have a little doubt, and you
yeah.
may have to just take some time for yourself and just be silent so that God can reveal what he needs to reveal to you. But when I tell you, when I went into that silent place in that silent space, he revealed so much that I'm
yes.
just like, OMG,
yes.
Jesus, you know? So now I get it. Now I understand
yes.
completely.
Yes.
Completely.
Wow, that's awesome. I had took a note down here. I said, the devil desires to keep you stuck. There is no purpose without pressure. And then I said, what happens after pressure determines your promise. If you're on a pressure that does not determine your promise, then it is false pressure.
Wow.
Okay. It is not pressure from God trying to move you. It's not pressure from God trying to promote you. It's not pressure from God trying to build you, strengthen you.
Mm-hmm.
If your pressure is not, this is God. If your promise is not determined by the pressure that you're under, then it's false pressure. And I know my dad was a carpenter. And so sometimes he would fix the plumbing in the house. And he was like, it depends. Are you getting any pressure? Because he was talking to the man that was up in front, because he was up on the bottom doing something.
Uh-huh.
Is any pressure coming out that pipe? Is
right.
the pressure from the pipe coming? You know, and the man said, well, I don't see nothing. There ain't no water dripping. He said, man, that's false pressure. I gotta turn this thing another way, or I got to do this. He did something. He jiggled and did something and turned one screw off and did something else to something else. And the water came up because it was coming from the right pressure. He hit the right pressure point. Listen, people of God, if that pressure is not, your promise is not determined by the pressure that you're under, remove yourself.
That's
Take
right.
liberty to remove yourself from those particular pressures. There are going to be pressure points. I just said, almost said that. But there's pressure points. And how you know godly pressure points is that godly pressure points, it causes you to have more attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, love, peace, joy, faithfulness, self-control, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness. If that's the kind of pressure and it's causing you to do that, then those are godly pressures. Okay, stay up under that thing and grow. But if it's not causing you that, and it's causing you to be arrogant and prideful and crazy and confused and, you know, all that's false pressure. So don't buy into that. Also, understand that loneliness invert pressure. And I wrote this down. I said loneliness invert pressure. Sometimes we can be isolated and alone, and it's not the isolation of God. And we always want to say, well, I'm just by myself doing this. Knowing that really it's not a season for us to really be by ourselves. But we use that. But listen, don't allow loneliness to invert the wrong type of pressure for you to respond from your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, understand this. Weeds will allow you to escape, but eventually you will come back to reality. So when those weeded pressures of the public opinion and the people in the world come, you know, saying that they're going to pour something on you that they are not capable of giving you, and you buy into it, you're going to have a temporary moment of peace. But I'm telling you right now, them sighing weeds that come to pull and pepper the seed of God's anointing out of your life, I'm telling you, you're going to come back to reality. I said you will not escape pressure. I then said when God arranges a moment for your life, it will arise with unprecedented pressure. When God arranges it, it arises with unprecedented pressure. It's like a force. It's like a movement. Like I said, look up that word, F-O-R-T-H. It's like something that takes you forth. It's like you cannot be prohibited from moving. See, the enemy, when you stuck and you in a situation, you just really stuck, check the pressure point and where it's coming from.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Because God don't intend for us to be stuck. God is he's a living God. He's a viable God. He's a moving God. He moves us forward. Now, there are some times where he'll say, sit still, you know, just like a plane. Okay. Let's just give an illustration. You know, you can be riding along on a plane and then you touch down. Or wait, let me just say this. Okay. One time I was getting ready to go to L.A. to see my daughter, and the plane kept circling around. We were circling around. I was like, well, what's wrong? We're in a holding pattern. We can't land. I was like, okay. So the reason they can't land, because what's going on? Something evidently was going on. So sometimes God places us in a holding pattern.
That's it.
Okay. And don't be pressured to make it. Don't you be in pressure, so much pressure that I got to make this happen. I got to do it now. It's got to get. No. If you're living in the timing of God, it happens in his time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Sometimes, like I said, God does give us that holding pattern. But when God arranges a moment, the only way you will know the moment that God arranges is that you're in the right posture and you're hearing on the right frequency and you're in the right space of spirit, being able to communicate with God and have a understanding of what he's speaking. The language of the kingdom of God and the language of God is totally different than the language of the world. Mm-hmm. And if you have not engaged yourself in conversating with God and in the presence of God to know his voice, the Bible said, my sheep know my voice and a stranger. Why are we following these strange folks under public pressure?
Wow.
Costing you money, costing you precious stress. Time, costing you stress,
aggravation.
Costing you
frustration.
Absolutely no. I'm not going with the crowd. Y'all go ahead. I told some people this week, go ahead. It was like, you ain't coming. No, I'm not coming. I'm going to do it at the pace that God has called me to do it.
That's it.
Because I've started back on this health kick and I've got to get healthy and become at my fighting weight. And I found that the enemy, that pressure of people's opinion, it actually caused me to, I had lost 63 pounds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got pictures to prove it. The pressure of public opinion, people's opinion. Why are you weighing in? Knew this tight. And these was not the people of the world. These was the people
church
in the church.
That's it. The main ones.
These was, well, she thinks she look good. And I had a lady to come up to me and say actually something to me. She was like, you the lost lot of weight. You look good, but they don't like you wearing them pants right there. And I said, they ain't buying my clothes.
Right.
When they can buy my clothes. I mean, I got mad.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
You know what I'm saying? I got upset. You what? And then I found out I would go home and eat some potato chips.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
What's that problem is? You understand?
Emotional.
Also being injected with steroids, you know, which caused it. So I had gained 21 of the 62 pounds that I lost back. And I'm like, God, no, I am getting ready to do what you called me to do, and that's live healthy and be in a fighting way. And then God came around and told me, he said, you weren't prepared and you weren't ready for it because you let man.
Public pressure.
Push you right back in that position and was on my way back up to the 63 pounds if I had not caught a hold to it in the 1st of April, because that's exactly when I started. Going back, doing my 3.5 miles and doing the things that I could do, you know. But I'm telling you, public pressure will cause you to just screw your life up. And I don't want you to be under that, because it's not God. It is not the will of God for your life, you know, and God did not speak that concerning your life. And you need to know that. Again, pain is born from wrong perspective. Change your perspective the right way. Fear has the ability to blind to give you blind courage. If you feel you feel safe when you're in the right posture, the posture of worship, the posture of communion with God, the posture of prayer. Come on, America, we need to pray because it is time to pray, and we need to understand that. I want to talk about escaping and vacating reality. You will not escape the pressure of God that He has mandated. The pressure that God has mandated is for purpose. He has mandated that for purpose. Understand there is a kairos moment in time of God that He has already determined and decided. You are delivered from your destination when you operate in the proper posture of God concerning what He has promised you. And I, deliverance unlocks your promise, and what God does to uphold, what God will not stop at anything to withhold the destiny that He has written over your life. Now, I need y'all to be free. I don't want you to live under this being arrested by public opinion and public pressure. I want you free. I want you free. It looks like we have about 5 minutes left. So if you have any questions, you guys can feel free to call in. Again, the number is
347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. Just want to say thank you so much to the people that are out there on Periscope that have been tuning in with us on today, as well as Facebook Live. We're live currently on Facebook, so we greatly appreciate you guys. And I'm turning it back over to you, Mama.
Praise God. What I want to do in this last few minutes that we have is I really, really, really want to appeal. I want to make an appeal to my audience and to the audience that is listening and those that will be reviewing it on Facebook or live or Periscope or even the radio show. I want you to really begin to seek the Lord as to what He has commissioned over your life. And I want you to begin to truly, truly accept what God has purposed for your life and accept who you are. I don't fit the bill. I don't look like, I don't sound like, I don't have the right, whatever man think, I don't have the right for to do what God has called me to do. But you know, the one thing that I am certain of, I have an authority that has been given to me by the power of a holy God who says that I can do through Him exceedingly abundantly above all that I expect or think according to the power that worketh in me. And I'm telling you, if you posture yourself in the right position, in the right posture of God, I'm telling you the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and it will give you the revelation, the understanding, the articulation, the language. It will give you everything necessary to conquer. Don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage that comes from public pressure, because that is not of God. The right pressure that comes from God will cause you to go forth.
Peace.
You understand? Will cause you peace, will cause you the joy of the Holy Ghost, will give you beauty for ashes and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, the power of God is available. And people in this time and in this season where we are with all these things that are going on, you know, this situation with this presidential election, you know what I'm saying? I ain't telling y'all who to vote for. I'm telling y'all to posture yourself in prayer, and God will give you the candidate to vote for. And God will give you peace about everything that is going on, because some of this stuff is false illusion appearing to be real. God will not allow it to happen because He still sits on the throne. He is still God, and nothing past Him. Nothing is allowed except He allow it. Understand, just because people are pressuring you to do this, that, and the other, you do not have to respond. You know what? I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. This is some strategy that God has given me. I've had someone to send me a text message, and because I'm a prophet, and I'm just going to be honest with you, there is power in my mouth, and I know it. I literally could have caused these people to hemorrhage and bleed. Really bleed with my response. But you know what the posture of God told me? I'm going to contend with those that contend with you. That doesn't even warrant a response. Don't say nothing. I said, God, don't say nothing. I said, but Lord, da, 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 da. He said, don't even speak. I got you. We got to know that our God is so sovereign, and our God is so powerful, and our God is so righteous and holy, that our God got our best interest at heart. And because he is already determined, and he's already predestined, and he's already decided that we win, that the victory belongs to us, we do not have to respond to the noise and the pressure of the life or the world. Because everything that we go through, circumstances, situation, whatever it is, God has a solution. But you have to be in a posture of being a student of his word and understanding what he has to say about a thing and then applying it to your life, making it applicable to your life, and then creating a strategy in the process to be able to conquer. Because the Bible says that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. We are overcomers and we are winners. And I want you to win pressure. I don't want you to be under this illusion, controlling, manipulating Jezebel.
My God.
That comes to pip of the seed of life from you and I. I want you to be free indeed, and I want you to be empowered with the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost to be able to operate with the power of God for your promises. We have a few minutes, and is it okay to pray?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to pray for you out there in Periscope. How many minutes we got left, or where are we?
We're still good on time.
We're still good on time? Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got 28 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Look at the Lord. The Lord done gave the prophet some more time. I thought it was an hour.
So I thought you was just wrapping up.
No, no. Is it an hour and a half?
It's an hour and a half.
I had no clue. Well, let's just go back to the notes, y'all. Don't get no prophet no time. Because I'm saying they don't know what to do with it. They'll be doing all kinds of stuff. Let me just, okay. So then let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Okay. I told you guys what pressure is. It's the force applied perpendicularly to the surface of an object per unit area or over force in distributing. Let's look at, okay, hold on one second. Let me go to my little notes. And let me share this with y'all because I learned some other things. The power of posture. Championship achievement. When you have the authority of knowing how to posture yourself, you receive the achievement and the mastery of what you desire from God. Okay. We have to learn how to master. Okay. And we have to always remain teachable when God is giving us, when God is allowing things to come and allowing us to be built. Because I'm telling y'all right now, God has made me hard. I know y'all ain't going to believe that. Even though he's a loving God, he's a God of war. And the Bible says that the kingdom suffered violently, and the violent take it by force. And so, yes, I know how I love people. I love all y'all out there in Periscope land and in Facebook land and radio land. I love you. But let me just say this to you. If you come against the promise of God on my life, I'm telling you, strategically, God has given me authority with his to use his word to combat you.
That's it.
You understand what I'm saying? And so this is not a time for us to be frail and for us to be afraid. You understand? To speak the word of God. and to know the power and the authority in what God has given us. The Bible, again, says he did not give us a spirit of fear, power, love, and of a sound mind, y'all. And so I wanted to share that. And also, let me see. Let's just, because I'm telling you right now, what God does for me is he gives me little things, and I just write them down. I always keep my phone on. And my son said, well, what if you lose it? I said, I bag my stuff up all the time. All the time. I'm always bagging it up. Pressure again. Being under the pressure of the public will cause you to be misidentified. You can be misidentified by being under public pressure. What do I mean by that? The person that God has created you to be, you become somebody else. You become subject to illusions and the false reality of truth. Okay, when you respond to the public pressure that comes against your assignment, that comes against your family, that comes against your children, that comes against your life, that comes against your promise, that comes against the destiny of God, you become under a false illusion. We have got to truly begin to understand and know who we are. The battle is going to be won when you accept God created you to be. We have some questions out there. Does anybody have a question or anybody have a comment? Listen, I'm teachable too. If there's something that you've heard that have sparked something in you and you want to share it, you can type it in or send it forth and we'll be, you know, share with me. Because one I understand is this: in this lifetime, we have got to remain in a posture of being teachable. I have got to have a teachable spirit. I know in part and I prophesy in part. You know, I don't know absolutely everything. Like I said, my 2-year-old grandbaby teaches me things sometimes. Okay, so if you have any questions, you can do that. You can type it in, or you can send it in, or you can call in on the radio. How many viewers we got out there, Crystal?
I'm not sure. This is my first time actually using Facebook Live, so this is a tester tonight.
Oh, you got me on a tester tonight. Okay, well, we's on a tester, and if you out there, holler at your girl. Hello. How y'all doing?
We're going to figure this out.
We're going to figure it out. This is our first time using it, okay? But anyway, I am going to go ahead and end now because this is the thing I know is when God is finished, I'm finished. I ain't under no pressure to perform. When God has said what he said and when he has spoken, I really don't have anything else to say. As a matter of fact, anything that I do have to say is irrelevant. And what I understand and know now is that this is a time that God is calling me to pray for those. If anybody have any prayer requests or if they have anything that they want me to agree with them, I will be more than happy to agree with them. I want to thank God for giving me a calm spirit. I didn't yell and scream and holler. And I was like, Lord, how am I going to do this? Because, you know, I'm very passionate. You know that when the Lord puts something on me, you know, I'm like, I got to learn. And so I am learning. I'm in a learning gauged process too. You know, I'm learning the difference between talk show and preach mode. So I think that I did pretty okay this time. What'd you say, girl?
You did, but I was looking for the fire.
You was looking for the fire? Okay, girl. You're going to get the fire on the prophetic moment, okay? You know,
awesome.
In those times, the prophetic moment. But
yes,
this was a conversation that God wanted me to have with the viewers. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The fire of God does fall when he's speaking. But right now, I'm trying to reposition myself in this mode of pouring a teachable lesson to you,
mm-hmm.
something that you can understand and that you can catch by me teaching some things to you and sharing some wisdom keys and wisdom pearls with you. As a matter of fact, before we leave, I have a great friend. His name is Joseph Washington, and I was reading his book. And he, his book is Breaking the Spirit of Average. And he was talking about keys that you should carry with you and keys that will give you the ability to come from an average place or average mindset to really growing into the maturity of understanding and the ability of stretching yourself. And he said the first turnkey will instruct you how to adopt and maintain an attitude that will set you apart for success. The second key shows you how you can use your time more efficiently and enjoy yourself more in the process. The third key teaches you how to identify the right leaders and mentors depending on your goals and needs. The fourth key reveals the vital component of continuing to educate yourself and enrich your mind for ongoing growth. The fifth key helps you to learn how to stay a step ahead of your opponent. The sixth key teaches you to set and accomplish your short-term and long-term goals. And the seventh key explains how to evaluate and empower your belief system so that you can become who you were born to be. And that is like the seven keys of success in understanding that you do not have to respond to public pressure. So, Joseph, I did give you a plug, but I'm using these here keys to teach the people how not to respond to public pressure, but to become above average, average thinker, and to become excited about who God has created you to be, and to become who God has called you to be, and to position yourself in a posture of trusting the power of God that he has invested in you. I actually, also I'm going to share this last thing and then we're going to pray. Praise God. I was talking to one of my daughters and she had said something to me and God gave me to send her this. Excuse me. He gave me to send her something. And I was like, God, I'm going to adopt that for myself. Man, that's great right there. I sent her this thing and I said, keep moving towards your goal. Focus on timing and multiply all of your options. Keep moving. Stay focused on your timing and multiply all of your options. So that one person that thinks they are holding something over your head and pressuring you into their ideologies and not what God has purposed in you, you got to multiply other options. And your greatest asset and your greatest option is Jesus, choosing the ways of the Lord. The word of God says, choose you this day who you will serve. God is God, and choose God. And so I want to admonish each of you that will review this and that watching and that are listening. Choose what God has already predestined. Choose what God has already promised. And choose what God has already purposed for your future, for your hope, and for your expected end. Has already mandated the mantle and the ministry that he has purposed in your life. And you do not have to respond to public pressure. I call it noise. Just don't respond to the noise. And so that would be what I have to share with you on tonight. Stay tuned. We're going to be releasing the next prophetic moment, and God has given me something powerful to speak into your lives, and I'm just basically, you know, when God drops something on the top in your spirit as a prophet, you know, I must be one with that word that he drops, you know what I mean, so that the effectiveness of what he has mandated will come forth. And so I'm listening for right now, I'm listening, I'm getting it, but I do know it's one word, it's one-time word that God has for you, how to unlock some doors. And I can't give much more of that out, but he's going to show you how to unlock some doors, because there are a lot of you out there now that are stuck. And some of you are stuck because of public pressure. And some of you are stuck because of public opinion. And some of you are stuck because of people's opinion. You understand what I'm saying? But God is going to give you some keys that are going to unlock the doors to destiny, that are going to unlock the doors to the open heaven, that are going to unlock the doors to the purpose and the promises of God that have been mandated just for you. God has a specific thing that he has wrote concerning your future and your hope. And what we have to do is we have to posture ourselves in such a way where we are hearing on the right frequency and we're responding in the right posture and we are articulating the right language and we are putting the right voice to the very thing that our Father has already determined and that our Father has already decided. I hope you enjoyed yourself tonight. It has truly been an honor and a blessing to sit with you and to just discuss this very thing that God told me that I have now the authority over public pressure. And I know the difference between the applied pressure of God and the applied pressure of man. I know the applied pressure of man comes to kill me. It comes to smuggle. It comes to strangulate. It comes to control. It comes to manipulate. But the pressure of God comes to pull me forth and to strengthen me and to build me and to encourage me and to prepare me and to position me for the promotion that he has already promised for my life. I love you guys. It has been wonderful. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you and we honor you, God, for being God. Lord God, I would not be able to do this except you have given me the power and the authority, and also, God, that you've opened my ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. And so, Father God, those that will review this back and those that will listen back, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the anointing, that the power of the living God would breathe on this word, that you would send the Ruach, God, the breath of who you are, to breathe on this word and cause somebody to be set free, delivered, and made whole. I praise you, God, that you have given them this time and this close moment, God, to tap into your word, oh God, of truth, so that they will not be under the public pressure and people's opinions and man's plan and the strangulation of man, oh God, trying to do the will of God. Father, I thank you that your burden is light and your yoke is easy. And I thank you, God, that you have given us, oh God, the power of the living God to be able, oh God, to do everything that you have purposed in us. I thank you, God, that destiny will arise. I thank you that there will be such an emergence upon your people, oh God, and such a sensitiveness, oh God, to your voice and a sensitiveness to the authority and the strategies of the kingdom language of heaven. I thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will build your people, oh God, in this hour and cause them, oh God, to run into you and become safe. I thank you that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and become safe. I thank you, God, that you have given your authority, oh God, to your leaders, oh God, to be able to prepare your people for what's to come. I thank you, God, that there is a language being released in the earth, oh God, that will align us to the assignment and align us to the plan and the purpose that you have already predestined. I thank you, God, that you have given us authority and revelation and understanding and knowledge and wisdom to be able, oh God, to run through troops and leap over walls. I thank you, God, that you have called us into this moment of destiny and that you are manifesting your promises and you are calling forth, oh God, us to go into and to take back absolutely everything that have been stolen. I thank you, God, that you are preparing us for the promotion that you are releasing upon our lives. I thank you that you, oh God, are in control and that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, oh God, we shall be able to condemn. Father, I thank you that you are awakening your people, your body, oh God, and that you are causing them to become alive, oh God, in you, knowing, oh God, that the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I thank you that you have given us the authority to bind and to loose. And so I bind every opinion of man and every public pressure that have been applied to your people that will cause them to be in a stupor and that will cause them to be strangulated and that will cause them, oh God, to be out of alignment with you. And I say, God, we are released by the power of God and that the blood of Jesus chases and the authority of the Holy Ghost
Give us everything necessary for where you have already determined that we should be. And so, God, I praise you for your people. And I thank you, oh God, that your will be done and that your kingdom will come on the earth as it is in heaven, God. I thank you tonight, God, that you have given us a moment in time and you seized this opportunity for somebody, even if it's just for one, God, to hear what the Spirit has to say and respond. And in their responding, God, that you will bless their future, their hope, and their expectation, and that you will build them up in the holy man. And you, oh God, will give them, oh God, what is necessary to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And you will give them courage, and you will cause them to have faith to stand the invisible, and you will do for them exceeding abundant above all they ask or think. And you, God, will be their real God. You will cause forth the power of the Lord to come into their lives and rescue and restore and rebuild and regenerate everything and every promise that you have already determined. God, we love you tonight. We honor you tonight. We give you praise tonight. We give you glory tonight. And God, I would be remiss, God, if we did not pray for these United States of America. And anytime, God, we come into a place, God, where you are present, we need to release the name of America. Oh, God, we want your will for America, God, and the people that you have already decided and determined that are chosen and that are selected, oh God, by you. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. And it is so, and it shall be. Amen. I bid you farewell. I thank you so much. I honor God for your presence. I thank you for participating and coming in and sitting and watching and viewing and listening. I honor God for Crystal Chanel. You guys need to follow her. That's Crystal Chanel. That's K-R-I-S-T-L-E. Chanel is S-H-A-N-E-L-L. She's doing awesome things for the kingdom of God, and God is expanding her borders and enlarging her territory and increasing her state. And God has a mandate, a mantle, and a ministry upon this woman of God that's going to take her to so many places that she cannot even probably know the name of the places that God is getting ready to thirst her forth. F-O-R-T-H, not F-O-R-W-A-R-D, but F-O-R-T-H-Y, vastly into the world, because God is raising up a sound, and God is raising up a generation of believers that obey him, that have a word, that have an announcement from the kingdom and the throne of heaven for us to be awakened. And so you guys make sure that you follow her. Again, my name is Dr. Regina Gibbs, and we will come back soon, and we will announce when we will do the next prophetic moment. And I tell you, you don't want to miss that, because God is empowering me and imparting into me some things that I knew not of. He's given me the mystery and the strategic strategies of how to come out. And some of us need deliverance, and we need to come out and come from amongst. And so God is going to lay a foundation for you to get set free. And I tell you, if you want to be free, don't miss the moment and don't miss the kairos of God. Bless you. I bid you farewell and good night.
And just thank you, Mama. Just a quick couple of announcements before I let you guys go for this evening. Just again, want to just say thank you so much to the listening audience. Thank you so much to the Periscope viewers and Facebook Live. Not sure if I did it right, but it was just a test. So we'll figure that thing out sooner or later. Also, just want to say happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. Happy Mother's Day. Make sure you have a wonderful Mother's Day if your mother is still living. And if you're able and willing to, you know, definitely spend that time with your mother, because I tell you, we only have one mother. You know, yeah. God definitely puts other people in our lives. But at the same time, at the end of the day, my focus is to definitely be able to spend that time with my mother for Mother's Day. So make sure you do the same.
Yeah, the Bible says, honor your mother and your father, that your days may be long on the earth. And so all of the mothers out there, I salute you. I pray your strength in God. I pray that he increase you, that he multiply multiply you, that the Lord will fortify you, and that the Lord will bring you into the prosperity that he has set over your lives. I pray for every mother out there that are experiencing and that have endured hardship as a good soldier, that God will bring forth the benefits of the kingdom of heaven, and that he will release it over unto you and over your lives, and that you will walk into your season and to your wealthy place.
Yes.
I decree and declare that the blessings of the Lord will make you rich and add no sorrow. I decree and declare that wealth and riches will be in your house. And I decree and declare that the power, the presence of God will be ever present in you, with you, and upon you, because you have fought the good fight and you have laid down your life to nurture your children. And so I pray for every mother, every spiritual mother, every grandmother, yes, every foster mother, every adopted parent. I pray for you tonight that the Lord your God will give you your promise, and that he will give you the desires of your heart. God bless you.
Amen. And then just to wrap up the announcement, stay tuned May the 10th. For Hope, Helping Other People Endure with Angie Walston. She is a good girlfriend of mine. We've been singing together for years and just doing ministry together for years. So she will definitely be joining the Crystal Chanel Show Network, as well as May the 12th. Let's Talk Love with Miss Yana. And I think I have that right. Let's Talk Love with Miss Yana on May the 12th. Again, she will be joining us as well on the Crystal Chanel Show Network. Also, mark your calendars for May the 14th. We will be having a concert. The PWS Experience Tour will be on May the 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Cat's Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia on Piedmont. I will be actually there with you, or for the people that are actually in Atlanta, Georgia. If you are available, it is a free concert. Would love for you to be there with us and just worship God with us on that particular day. Calandra, one of my dear girlfriends, Calandra Gant, she is actually the feature performer for that night. It's actually her tour, and she's bringing other artists on board to come in and be prepared to sing a song or two, or whatever the case may be. But however, we're looking forward to that event on May 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 at Cat's Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. Make sure that you're on time. We only have 2 hours, so we're going to be in and out, you guys. We're going to be in and out.
Yes.
And also, there's so many other events that we're going to be having, but I'll just stop there. Just stay tuned. Follow us on social media. We're out there pretty much on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff. So stay tuned for more announcements on social media. We thank you. We appreciate your time. We love you. Make sure that you guys tap the screens, of course, and give us hearts out there. I think I saw one or two hearts this evening.
Uh-huh.
And we definitely need more hearts than that. Not just one or two,
yeah,
you guys, because
yeah,
I know Dr. Prophetess Regina Gibbs have poured into a lot of you guys on tonight, and at least the least thing that you can do for us this evening is just give us hearts and make sure that you invite your followers. We love and appreciate you.
Yes.
And at this time, we're going to go ahead and close out.
And before we do, mm-hmm, I just want to, this one thing just keeps ringing in my, I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord.
Yes.
You don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Amen. I love him. And I just had to say that because that thing was ringing in my spirit.
Yes.
I'm like, Jesus. So, amen. I love the Lord, y'all, and I love y'all. Good night. God bless.
God bless you guys. And we're going to actually close out with a song that was actually written by Dr. Prophetess Regina Gibbs, Struggles of the Birthing Place.
Amen.
Be blessed, you guys.
Struggles come and go.
Come and go.
No matter what you know.
No matter what you know.